This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman. One of the most impressive scenes in the world of birds is a peacock displaying its impressive iridescent feathers, technically known as its train. While the female peahen looks on, the peacock spreads his train out and ruffles it back and forth as the sun highlights the red, blue, and green within the feathers. But these iconic trains are only half the story of how the boys impress the ladies. Both male and female peafowls sport crests on their heads, small feathers that stick straight up like a mohawk.
The crest feathers that actually give the peacocks their Latin name. They're called pavo crestatus, the crested pheasant. And so I was intrigued by the fact that people didn't really know what the function of these crests were.
Haverford College physicist Suzanne Cain. A biologist might see those feathers and assume they are visual signals. But as a physicist, Cain had a different idea.
We were curious in my laboratory about whether the preferred vibrational properties of the crest feathers might by any chance agree with the preferred vibrational properties of this train rattling display that the males do.
So Cain and her colleagues exposed crest feathers from preserved dead peafowl to simulated displays of male and female social behaviors, like wing shaking and train rattling.
And so we were just gobsmacked to find out that, in fact, they did agree.
What all that means is that the peafowl's head crests are specifically tuned to the vibrations produced by the train rattling of its own species. The crests thus act like a sort of special antenna, meant to pick up a single kind of sound. The findings are in the journal PLOS One. The researchers also point out that there are at least 35 other types of birds distributed across 10 taxonomic orders that have both head crests and displays with the vibration components.
A lot of those kind of tactile aspects of displays are really not even very well described.
University of British Columbia zoologist Roz Dakin, who worked with Cain on this study.
There are species that dance and vibrate on perches, and you know, the female is sharing the same perch as the male and feeling what's going on through parts of her body, like her feet. There are species where birds rub feathers on each other. What we're suggesting here is that a sensory function of feathers in social displays may be more widespread than we appreciate right now.
Seems that the females really do feel something about a particular peacock. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Jason Goldman.